You must be the change you wish to see in the world, says Gandhi. Hi, welcome back. It's Rhonda, the Good Influence Her. Thanks for finding me again on Spotify and Podchaser. The world of podcasting is so vast now, folks, and it's just ever expanding. We are diving into season 2, The Seven Deadly Sins, and we begin with pride. I want to ask you, have you been in a conversation with someone and it turned out that you're not having a conversation, but you have become an audience member for them in the conversation? This has happened to me so many times. I have found myself stuck for minutes on end, and I kid you not, one time I was listening to someone talk about themselves for an hour and a half at a party. I didn't even make it around the party to say hello to other people. They were talking about themselves and more about themselves, and then they got me to agree that what they were saying about themselves was that they were so remarkable and true and fascinating and magical. I found myself promoting this person as an exit strategy so I could get out of the conversation, but that even failed. These are energy vampires draining you of your daily battery, slurping away your vitality. And when you finally walk away, they are so filled up with all of your positivity and you are left feeling totally depleted, like of all of your electrolytes. And you're probably upset. I know I was upset. It took me a couple days to get over that one. This happens with prideful people. This is pride working at its very best. And we're going to talk about why these people do this, why they're shaping the reality that they live with, creating you to say these things and act like this. This becomes so powerful. I want to talk about how this shapes our reality. I hope that that kind of makes sense, that the words that we say and how we react and how what we respond to shape reality. Let's discuss it. Here we go. Episode 2. I have the pride of a lion, but I'm really a baby cub. When a lion roars, we all pay attention, but when a baby cub makes a noise, we stop and think how cute and sweet it is and how it's not a big lion yet. This is the perfect combination and technique that people who feel invisible, insecure, and worthless use to get you to admire and praise them. Yes, this is like a passive aggressive behavior, and it is draining, and 9 times out of 10 offers you nothing. But to the speaker, it's everything for the moment. It is pride. This is that conversation that starts off with a simple hello and followed by like, how are you doing? Proper etiquette is to say something to the effect that, you know, I'm good, I'm great, I'm having a good time. But when you encounter a prideful person, it quickly turns into having a conversation all about them. And that how are you doing goes into let me tell you about me and more about me and what else about me, 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 and more me. My husband loves to call these people energy vampires. They are draining. And you walk away feeling exhausted while they are happy as a lark, skipping and hopping and having a good time because you've just filled up their energy tank. Now, we're supposed to uplift each other and build bridges when we're having conversations. Conversations need to be equal. We don't need to have one of the ends where one person is going on and it's like an Academy Award speech, like those Oscar speeches that would just go on and on and on and the music starts to play trying to cut them off. So, number one, find your power and pride. Don't allow yourself to sink in a conversation. I'm all about paying attention and giving people a minute or two, but we have to preserve our energy. Remember, we have to teach people how to treat us. And if you find yourself, you know, giving that karmic positivity with that hello, and then people take it too far, and you find that you're in this sinking conversation, someone's making you feel that way, then you have to leave. No one should make you feel that way. You must be the change. You must be kinder to yourself. You are in no way being rude. You know, if you feel that you're being rude, this is your old conditioning kicking up, and that icky feeling, that's the place that needs some work within you. I've been there. When you stop feeling icky, then you have grown. Okay. So we talked about the or that conversation. So why are these people turning a simple salutation into a one-sided pride-filled conversation? The answer is that they feel worthless, insecure, unloved. Love is conditional. Yep, it's really tragic. and sad. And most of these folks are the most talented, best looking, wealthiest people. And look at our value system, because they are talented and they're good looking according to whatever standard of beauty that you hold, and they're wealthy, we assign or give them that they must feel confident, self-assured, at the peak of Maslow's pyramid, badge of honor. Nope, not true at all. Don't judge a book by its cover. Remember that one? The very, very truth is that many of these people are hurt people. They are. We are. We are hurt people. We are holding on to old values that have transformed into resentments and that have transformed into pride. Pride is that hubris, excessive pride, overconfidence, snobbish, and boastful. Remember, we talked about that in episode one. It's the act of putting one's desires, urges, wants, and whims before the welfare of other people, irrationally believing that one is superior, more important than others. You don't have to acknowledge, you know, someone else's accomplishments, and you're constantly in the need of praise and admiration from other people. So it is with this understanding that these folks are filled with pride because they are seeking approval and love and compassion. We have to be the good influence. Take your power in knowing that they are deeply hurt people. Show them compassion and understanding and appreciation. Congratulate them on all their successes and ventures that they have made. But also show them that you have boundaries. And when you get stuck in those conversations or situations with a prideful person, take care of yourself. What I'm trying to get at is that a good influencer, I believe, is someone who can see and be aware that the other person is hurt, they're carrying pain, and they don't know how to heal from it, or they just don't want to do the work, they're avoiding it, and so they've decided that they need you to make them feel better. And this is like a short-term type of antidote to making them feel better, because they do this over and over and over again. And you know, when you're in that position, you know you can be the bigger person. Just listen for a little bit and then be the better person. Be the strong person. Be empowered, and don't let them drain your energy. Show them your boundary. Walk away gracefully, excusing yourself, teaching them that you care about yourself and that you have self-care mechanisms built in. You are a good influence. I have a cocktail party to attend next Friday in Newport Beach on a huge, beautiful yacht. And this is a notorious setting for some of the most hurt, self-loathing, and insecure people. I know they will be there constantly spinning conversations about their extreme wealth to hide their pain. So I'm getting ready to bring with me a lot of compassion and understanding and my boundaries, so I can remove myself so I don't get drained and I don't complain about it the next day or the next day. You know, in the past, I used to get mad and resentful and jealous because I didn't have that wealth. And this is where your reality, what I talked about in the intro, your reality starts to change because of their words and their actions and your actions. Don't let this happen. Take your power back. Don't allow your reality to shift like this. I have learned many, many times that people who are prideful are just liars. That's the truth. I call it like I see it. They are liars. They make what they are and what they have 10 times better than what you are and what you have. Folks, the grass is not greener on their side. This is where you can hopefully understand to have some compassion for them. They are hurt. And you know what? Hurt people hurt people. This is why you learn to walk away with grace and self-confidence. You are empowered to know the real truth that you are enough and they are in pain. There is no need to already punish a person who is prideful, who was already in a tremendous amount of pain. Now, back in the day in Christianity, the first of the seven deadly sins, pride, you know, if people were found guilty of it, they were faced severe punishment. But I hope you can see there's no need for that, because they're constantly beating themselves up with their own pain. I just want to be able to shed some light on the flip side of pride, so when you have a run-in, and you will with someone who is prideful, that you will be a good influence. Show compassion and show them your self-respect and your self-love by excusing yourself gracefully so you don't get drained. I want you to stay and be empowered. Thank you for listening. There was more that came with this, but you know, I want to end it here and pick up with envy. All of these sins, these seven deadly sins, have some crossover, and we'll get to where we need to be. There's no need to rush the process. Let's just trust the process. Thank you for subscribing and listening to my point of view. And thank you, Professor Miller. Bye now. We'll talk in a few weeks.